USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is celebrating Amtrak's 50th anniversary.
I've been riding Amtrak for almost as long as it's been an Amtrak. I've come to see that Amtrak doesn't just carry us from one place to another. It opens up enormous possibilities.
Biden traveling to a train station in Philadelphia and noted his long-running love affair with trains. Amtrak will be getting roughly $80 billion in President Biden's sweeping infrastructure plan.
As I've said from the beginning, when I think about fighting climate change, I think about jobs and rail, and hopefully the expansion of rail provides good union jobs, good paying jobs.
Federal agents are at a Southeast Texas home after over 90 possible human smuggling victims were discovered inside. Houston Assistant Police Chief Jaron Edwards saying officers found dozens of people inside a two-story house. This is USA Radio News.
America's great cities are in deep trouble. Businesses are closing, taxpayers fleeing, and police are defunded as crime and homelessness rise. It's a dangerous time in big cities like New York, L.A., Chicago, Seattle, San Francisco, and more. All this week, Rob Schmidt is on Newsmax TV, exposing the real truth in his series, Cities on Fire. Every night, Rob Schmidt gives you the real news you won't hear anywhere else. So watch Rob Schmidt tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern and see his Cities on Fire special. Newsmax TV is on all major cable systems. If you don't get it, call your cable system. Tell them you want Newsmax or you can switch. Plus, get Newsmax free on most smart TVs like Samsung, Sony, and LG. Or tune in on Roku, Pluto, Zumo, and YouTube Live. And millions have already downloaded the free Newsmax TV app on their smartphones. So start watching America's fastest-growing cable news channel. Because Newsmax is real news for real people.
A 24-year-old suspect has been detained in southern China after a stabbing incident at a local school.
Two children were killed and 16 other people were injured after a man with a knife attacked a kindergarten in southern China. Officials say two teachers were injured. The attack took place at a kindergarten in Xinfeng. Authorities say the suspect was going through a divorce and his wife worked at the school. China has experienced multiple mass stabbings at schools and daycare centers recently, including an attack in which a security guard injured 39 children and teachers at Wangfu County Center Primary School in Guangxi. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
The process is moving forward for Harvey Weinstein to be extradited to California on sex crimes charges he faces in that state. A judge says Weinstein and his legal team have 30 days to appeal the extradition before he is transferred to L.A. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Number one draft pick Trevor Lawrence is signing off on a multi-year deal with a leading sports memorabilia company and a cryptocurrency investment app. The new face of the Jacksonville Jaguars has reached an agreement with Fanatics regarding autograph and memorabilia products. He also signed on with the global cryptocurrency investment app Blockfolio. Round two of the NFL draft continues on Friday. As far as the emotions these young athletes feel when they are drafted, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell tells ABC's Good Morning America,
"You worked so hard for this opportunity, and your dream comes true, and it's an emotional moment. It's a real privilege for me to be there and experience with that young man and his family and to be able to see him start his career in the NFL. So whatever happens at that moment is really up to that young man and how he feels at that particular moment. But it's really maybe a little bit of relief, excitement, because as you know, the anxiety building up to this, as you wait to figure out what team you're going to play for in the NFL, it's tough on these kids. And so this is a great moment for them."
Delta will begin selling middle seats starting on Saturday, the airline waiting longer than any others to open up entire planes again. The seats had been blocked to allow for social distancing as a COVID safety measure. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.